Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hey, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. And today we're going to talk about the different types of lenders. So believe it or not, I'll break them down into three segments of lenders. And it's very important. If you want to save money, you have a special situation, you don't want to use one of the big banks that are always in trouble. Let me go through each one of the sections and then you choose. You determine on your own which you feel would be the best kind of avenue for you to take when you're seeking lending. So again, my name is Dan Frio. Let me give you some information about me as well. You hear me every day on AM 1160. You have for probably about 12, 13 years. I'm a mortgage broker in the Chicagoland area. An easy way to look up me, what I do, is check me out on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Made it pretty simple. You're listening to 1160, and you can find me at 1160mortgage.com. So let's get into it. So there's three main types of lending or lenders when you're looking for a mortgage. Now, this show is based on the people that want to find out knowledge about mortgages. We're going to every night we're going to go through a little, we're going to grab a little section of something and we're going to really dig down in into it. So if you're a realtor, you're a mom and dad and your kids are looking for a mortgage or potential mortgage one day, or you yourself need a mortgage or you just want to seek some knowledge about mortgages, that's what the show is going to be about. So let's start out. The one of the first places people think of going is the bank that they use currently. So if you deal with Chase or Wells Fargo or Citibank, I'm going to reference those as the big banks. And that is one avenue that you can go. Another avenue you can go is what we call mortgage bankers. So they're a little bit smaller in most cases than the big banks. That's why they're called the big banks. And they have their own niches in the market as well. Then the next piece is what I do. I'm a mortgage broker, and I have been for over 30 years. My dad is 89 years old, and he still doesn't have a clue what I do for a living. He's like, why don't they just go to the bank? So I'm going to explain to you why I recommend that you don't. And if you want to go that way, God bless you. But I'm going to show you some avenues on why you might want to at least check with a mortgage broker in if you're seeking out a mortgage. And the mortgage could be to buy a home, to refinance a house, to rehab a house. There is reverse mortgages for seniors, and I'm going to go over a whole show is going to be dedicated to that because the misconceptions there are huge. And once you hear that show, believe me, your tune's going to change a lot in regards to reverse mortgages. So let's break it down. What is the big banks? So again, I want to reference the big banks. We're looking at Wells Fargo, Chase, things like that. I don't know if you noticed on the news, but once a year, one of these big banks, and usually it's Wells Fargo, believe it or not, and I'm not picking on them, but I'll pick on them, and all this is fact. You can Google it up. Every year, they're getting hit for some kind of abuse, and they're paying hundreds of millions, if not billions, in penalties. How are they paying that, and how are they earning that money to pay those fees? Well, they're charging you. They're charging you on all kind of accounts. So let's go over what the big banks do. They have their own set of guidelines, and that's the guidelines they follow. And it's one set of guidelines and one set of rate sheets. Okay. Then they also have their own fees. If you want to, you can look this up. I actually looked it up the other night. I went to bankrate.com. Let's go over fees first, because this is the biggest thing, the biggest difference in most of these cases. I looked up Wells Fargo and I just Googled it and I put in wellsfargo.com. It popped up and I put in, I want to refinance my house. There's different tabs that you can choose if you want to refinance or purchase or things like that. But I was like, I want to see how much it costs to get a loan through Wells Fargo. So I Googled it. went to the website and I clicked. There it was, a tab to refinance, and I went through. It had a rate, it had this, and it had that. Then it had the cost, and I'm not making this up. It's on bankrate.com, and you can also do it at wellsfargo.com. Their cost to refinance, now I don't know, it said there's points and all, there's other stuff included, was $5,416 to refinance. That's nuts. So if you want to spend thousands of dollars to refinance, that's the way to go. Okay, so that's the costs of getting a loan through Wells Fargo. So the cost to get a loan with one of the big banks is probably going to average you between $2,000 to $4,000. We're going to go now to Bankers. So what Bankers are, they're not a big bank. They don't do car loans and savings and checking and all this. All they do are mortgages, okay? They get set up with either Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and I'm going to have specific shows talking about those as well. And they also sign up with different lenders who only do mortgages. So think of a banker as just a place where all you can do is get a mortgage, but it's kind of like a bank. So we'll reference those. You all would know it's, for example, Quicken Loans, guaranteed rate. Those are companies, they're bankers. They're a bigger entity, but they're not a Wells Fargo. I Googled their rates, their fees. The fees there would average between $0 and $2,200, okay? So that's the cost of that. Now let's break down, what is a broker? I am a broker. So what I do for a living? Well, I go to companies, and a lot of these companies are wholesale mortgage companies, and what they do, my best analogy of this is, if you want to, you go to Morton's, and you want to get a steak. That's really why you normally go to Morton's. They didn't go to Jewel to buy your steak. They didn't run down to Jewel, buy that steak, come back and cook it for you. They went downtown into the meat district, and they bought the best steak at the lowest price possible. That's what I do. I do that as a broker. I'm set up with about 21 different mortgage lenders, mortgage wholesalers. Most of those you cannot get to without using a company like myself. I kind of like the meat district in Chicago. Most of the time you have to have a license to be you're a restaurant owner or something like that to buy the meat there. So you're getting, again, the best quality meat at the lowest prices. By coming to a broker such as myself, you're getting the lowest rates, lowest fees, and all kind of different programs. And I'm going to go over programs next. So the fees that I charge, I don't charge you anything. Take that back. I charge you for the credit report fee that I pull. On average, for a single person, it's $26, $27. And for a joint, you know, if you and your wife or your wife and your husband or there's two people applying, it's usually $52, $54, $55 for that. That's it. Then the only other cost that you normally have in the loan transaction is the appraisal and the title fees. Many times, and right now, we're actually having a special that we, on any conventional loans, and again, I'll talk about conventional loans, that will reimburse you for that cost. So our fees might total everything out the door $1,000. Conversely, Wells Fargo was over $5,000. So we just saved you $4,000. Okay. So that's the cost structure. By going to with a broker such as myself, you're going to get the lowest in most cases. Now you got to shop around for the brokers. Hopefully you use me. But you have to shop around for these things. So let's break it down. So that's your cost structure when it comes to mortgages. Now, guidelines. Here is a huge, this is kind of what sets us all apart. When I was referencing earlier, I said, I'm a mortgage broker and I deal with about 21 different lenders. There's a reason why I use 21 different lenders. Many are good at the primo client. And what I mean by the primo client, you have a 740, 780, 800 credit score. You're putting 20% down here. You have a good equity in your house. All the bells and whistles are there. Good job, good income, good debt structure, everything like that. $100,000 loan plus. They won't do anything lower than that. I have companies that they have the best rates around, best in the country. Then you have companies that are really good at FHA. Believe it or not, FHA, there is no minimum credit score. in most cases, lenders want 500 or above, but you know, FHA doesn't really have a minimum credit score. So I have lenders that will really go down deep into lending to FHA clients. They'll do a $50,000 loan. They'll do a 550 credit score. They'll do what we reference debt ratios over 50%. So if you've been turned down, you probably understand some of these things that I'm discussing. You might have been turned down because you didn't have a 620 credit score. You don't need a 620 credit score if you're looking for an FHA loan. You might have been turned down because you had a 50% debt ratio. You can go over a 50% debt ratio. You might have not been able to do that with that particular lender that you were using. So there again, the reason why I have 20 plus different lenders is I want to be able to, if you call me, if that product or that loan exists, I can get it done. Now, bankers, they're bigger than me in most cases. They are also limited into what programs they can do. If I find out that there is a program out there that I don't have, I'll go to that lender and I'll sign up with them. It might take me a week or two. They need my financials and a whole bunch of other things. But I can get signed up with them and be able to offer that program to my clients. Okay. So what we're going to talk about next is we're going to dig deep into what are bankers and what are the big banks? What is their guidelines? How do they kind of view your loan parameters? And then after that, we're going to go into rates, how you compare rates and who has the best rates. And then I'm going to go over what we call overlays. And this is the biggest area where you might have called two or three different places and been turned down and you gave up, but you still have, there's a loan product out there for you. So we're going to go over that at the end. So I want you to stay tuned. Please come back. Hold on. I'll be right back in 2 minutes. This is Dan Friel, the Mortgage Update. Welcome back. Now we're going to talk about rates. So we went over fees. And what you learned from there is, I guess my biggest point of all this is shop around. Don't just go to the place that's easiest to go to. You know, the Rocket Place or whatever. I'm not bashing those places. All I'm saying is don't just make the ease of click, 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 click determine what you end up getting. I have an online presence. You can go online and do an online application. You can, you know, anything you want to do. What I like is I pride myself on, even if you do the online application, I'm going to call you. Many people might not like that, but the bad data in, you're going to get a bad result. So there's many times is, you know, I want to, even if I talk to you for 10 minutes, give me a gist of what you're looking for. Then I'm going to, you know, go through your data and make sure it's accurate and precise, and then I'll give you a precise answer. So now let's go into rates, okay? Here's another thing. As a broker, I deal with 20-plus different lenders. I have 20-plus different rate sheets. So, again, like I was saying before, some companies want the primo person. That is going to be the best rate in town with no fees. That's what I look for. You might be credit challenged. You might have a low loan amount. Some banks won't do over under 100,000. Some won't do under 70. You know, so if you're in those things and you called two or three different places and got turned down, don't give up. That's the whole gist of this program. So now we're going to go over rates. Why I deal with 20 plus different lenders. I want to be able to compete, and I call these companies and I negotiate on your behalf to get the lowest rate that we possibly can. And again, it's not just your rate, it's also the fees. And we went over those fees earlier. So that using a broker, you'll deal with, or especially in my case, I'll deal with over 20 different rate sheets. You go to a banker, the person in charge of their rates sets the rate. So they might even have 10 or 15 or 20 different lenders in their, you know, portfolio or that they deal with. But they can only issue one rate sheet because the entity is usually so big that they have to issue rates, you know, a one rate for each product. In my case, I'm going to shop you around to 20 different places to find the best rate in town, again, with the lowest fees possible. You go to the bank, and it's set in stone. They have to have one rate sheet, basically, for every client they have for discrimination reasons. So you can deal with the big banks with high fees, one rate sheet. You can deal with a banker that has multiple programs and maybe a couple variation in rates, or you can deal with a broker that has, you know, 20 plus different rate sheets, 20 plus different guidelines and fee structures. So now let's go over, this is the biggest thing, and I have a YouTube channel, so if you would check out the YouTube channel, just Google or YouTube Dan Frio and it'll come up. And I just did a recent video about this, and it's overlays. Here's what an overlay is. So I'm going to talk about FHA. So FHA, like I said previously, doesn't have a minimum credit score. Well, if you have a 550 or a 560 credit score, I challenge you, call once you're done listening to the show, call about 10 different banks and let me know if they, everyone turns you down. And you can email me at dan.frio@gmail.com. Let me know if they were able to help you. I would almost guarantee that 9 out of 10 places tell you you need a 600, 620, or 640 credit score to get an FHA loan. So here's what an overlay is. FHA says you need a 500 credit score. Well, let's take it 0 to 500 credit score to get a mortgage. You need 10% down, okay? You're looking to purchase a home. You actually need 10% down all the way up to a 580 credit score. Once you hit a 580 credit score, you actually qualify for their 3.5% down payment program, okay? So a 580 credit score will give you minimum down payment of 3.5%. Under 580, you need 10% down. That is the FHA guidelines. An overlay is this. You call, and I'll just say XYZ Bank, and they tell you, Mr. Client, you need a 600 credit score to get an FHA loan. That is their overlay. So they're overlaying their guideline restrictions, or they're tightening up the guidelines. So they're like, we don't want a 580 credit score. We don't want a 590 credit score. We want a 600 credit score. You'd be amazed on how many companies require a 620 or a 640 credit score to get an FHA loan. So that's an overlay. Here's the best analogy I can make. The government comes out and says the speed limit everywhere is 70. Anywhere you go. Each city or each state then comes back and says, you know what? In our state, we only want you driving 60. That would be the state's overlay. So hopefully that makes sense to you. So here's the whole point of what we're talking about. You're in need. You want to purchase a home. You have, you know, X is a credit score. And now what you do is, where do you start? And where this hit home is, I've been doing mortgages for 30 years. My son is at the age now that he can purchase a home. And I asked him, you know, what would be your first step if you were looking to buy a home? And when I got a deer in the headlight look, I was like, oh boy. You know, so if he doesn't know, how would anybody else, you know, how would the average person know what to do? So I get it, where you just say, you know what, I'm going to go to my bank, or those companies like the Quicken Loans and the other companies like that, they spend hundreds of millions of dollars in marketing. They have their own stadiums and they have, you know, this and that, and they sponsor all these events. And I get it, where that's what you have exposure to every day, and that's why you go that route. But how are they buying, you know, the stadiums, and they're sponsoring the race car drivers, and they're doing all of this? How are they paying for that? Well, you're paying for that. So if you don't mind that, God bless you. Go that route. But if you want to be I'll say it this way. If you want to be a good steward of your monies, you want to find the best rate you can. You want the lowest fees you can. Again, let's recap kind of everything that we went over. The big banks, the Wells Fargo, the Citibanks, and so forth. I'm not just, I'm not just pulling this out of thin air. Go to bankrate.com, Google these companies, check in, you know, type in and check their costs, their rates, and things like that. You everything that I told you will be backed up. So you're going to probably pay $2,000 to $3,000 to $4,000 to get a mortgage. They're going to be restricted on the guidelines that they have for you, and their rates are going to be basically generic for, you know, kind of your scenario, your mortgage scenario. You go to a banker, they'll have a little more options for you. The fees will be a little bit less in most cases, but they're still going to have, you know, restrictions. They're only as good as the financial backing they have behind them. So now we go to a broker. And like I said, this is why I choose to be a broker. I could get into any of these. I could go to a bank and work. I can go to one of these big bankers and work. I don't want to. I want to be able to help. If you call me and you're in need of a mortgage, I want to be able to turn over every rock that I can to help you. So the gist of this is, please don't take the easy way out. That easy way out, it's going to cost you higher in fees, higher in rates. When you add all that up over time, you're probably going to pay tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars extra because of that ease. So, you know, take the time, shop around, call me, call two or three other places, do an application online, compare these quotes and see where it gets you. So I want to kind of throw out a lot of ways to reach me, and I'll kind of give these out at the end of each show, just to reiterate how you can do some of this research. Check me out online. The mortgage company piece of my website is 1160. You're listening to 1160 right now. 1160mortgage.com. I also created a credit repair or credit assistance website, believe it or not, because in most cases when I cannot help a client, 90% of the time it's because of their credit. So check out the website Credit Scores, plural, creditscoresandmore.com. And there's a 4-step process on what you can do to kind of help get your credit, get a free credit score, get your real credit. And I'll talk about these in other shows. And then get some help. There'll be a cost-effective help way to, you know, fix your credit a little bit. And then there's actually a law firm that can help you do that as well. YouTube's. I probably have close to 200 YouTube videos. I would highly suggest if you're looking for any type of mortgage or credit assistance, look me up on the web. Go to YouTube and then just type in Dan Frio, or a lot of the ways to find me is The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and that'll launch you to that YouTube channel. And like I said, there's probably close to 200 videos there. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Please come back every night. Just at the beginning of the show, I'll tell you what we're discussing for that day. If that's of interest of you or to you, please stay tuned. Pass it along to your friends and family if I can be of any help. Knowledge is the biggest key to this. And so I'm going to go over every night. We're going to go over a little piece of a puzzle in the mortgage business to kind of teach you things that could save you a lot of money in the long run. And also the ability to get into a property if that's your dream. Take care and God bless.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.